Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
So this morning, I said to my son, oh my God, I cleaned 2 cabinets, organized my desk, had breakfast, took the dogs out, and one other thing I did. And I said, and I did it all under 59 minutes. And he looked at me with a great big smile. And I said, oh my God, this is going to be a great day. And I was like giddy and excited. And I could see the transfer of energy go into him almost. Do you know what I mean? Like he just lit up and loved me to death for like a moment.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can't wait to talk about energy.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. All right. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have discovered their life purpose and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today is all about health and wellness. Lots of energy. I can't wait. My guest is the founder and creator of Migraine Magic, and it's magic with a K. Lisa Erickson experienced her first migraine at the age of 7 years old and has suffered countless years from chronic migraine headaches and pain. Her journey in life took a huge turn just a few years ago when she discovered her children began showing migraine-like symptoms. Mm-hmm. Lisa knew she was living out her life purpose when Migraine Magic was born. Oh my God, I'm giving myself goosebumps.
I got them too.
Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my God. Now, what did you just say about frequency? Because we just did that cute little ditty about my son at the beginning.
Oh, okay. Were they able to hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you were just so energized and you were happy and really aligned with a high, pure frequency.
Yes.
And you transmitted that to your son, and he was able to pick up on it. And that's why you felt him in love with you for a split second, because there was a coherence that resonated between the two of you.
Something. And I was so giddy when I was saying it, and we were connected, and I was looking in his eyes, and I was just so excited that it was going to be a great day.
Yeah.
So that is a transferring of frequency.
Yeah, he was able to how old is he?
8.
So he's young. So he's not he's purer. So he's able to really higher vibrations always raise lower ones.
Oh.
So no matter where he was, and he, you know, he's 8, so he's kind of still between the higher realms and the lower realms, that he was really able to beat you right there in that space.
Oh, that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and you can feel it in your heart.
Oh my God, I felt it huge.
And so did he. And so you both just resonated at the same frequency for those few seconds.
That's amazing. Yeah. Now, we both have 3 boys and 1 girl.
Yes.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yes.
And now, before you created Migraine Magic, where are you from? Are you from the South Shore? Where are you from?
I grew up in Easton, but I currently live in Middleboro.
Okay. All right. And what did you do before, you became an entrepreneur? You were a stay-at-home mom.
I was a stay-at-home mom. I worked at the Union Club of Boston, which is a private social club left over from the days of the Union, when it was founded by the Boston Brahmins during the Civil War era. And so it's at Park Street in Boston. It's just these 2 beautiful mansions housed fused together, and there's functions, and there's just different things that go on there. And some of the founding members were the Cabots and the Lowells and the Lodges of Boston. And The Kennedys were never allowed, though, because they were Irish.
Oh. Now, you basically have suffered migraine headaches since the age of 7. Mm. And not like all at once. I'm sure it gradually progressed over the years.
Did, yeah.
How are you able to... I don't even have written this down, but how are you able to enjoy life by what was your life like?
Well, you know, I come from hardy stock, and I love to have fun. I love to laugh. I love to go. I love to do this. I love to that. And I don't know when I would just plow through it.
So you didn't shut down.
I didn't. I always worked from a young age. I had like a babysitting business at the time I was 12. I had like 40 different clients. And I mean, I wasn't conscious of what it was. It was hurt and everything, but I never let it stop me do anything.
Okay, 40 clients.
I did, yeah.
At the age of 12. I think I worked in like a fashion store when I was 12.
Well, I'm the oldest of 5.
Oh,
so
okay.
I had a lot of experience early, and I couldn't wait to get out of the house.
Ah.
And
because it was chaotic.
No privacy,
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
So...
Now, did you discover migraine magic before your kids started showing signs or after?
After. I always liked to make people feel better. I always wanted to help people heal.
Mm.
I wasn't necessarily conscious of it, but I thought I always wanted to be a doctor.
Oh.
Or a psychologist or something of that nature. And so when I get to college and I hit organic chemistry, it was thumbs down. I couldn't get through that to save my life. So I majored in English and I became an English major because I love to read. And one thing led to another. And I could say that I really wasn't satisfied with whatever I was doing internally.
Mm.
You know, I was just kind of allowing life to carry me places versus making certain choices.
Or taking control and guiding yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, then my children started having headaches.
Mm.
And knowing what that's like, I mean, as a mom, you can be sick, but when your children are sick, you just, all you want to do is fix them, make them feel better. You know, and you're like, you'd rather be sick than have them sick.
You want to take away their pain. That's what I want to do, take away their pain. Yeah.
So in the back of my mind, I've always been able to, even though I allowed life to carry me in certain places that I wasn't necessarily fulfilled, everything I ever set out in my life, I've always accomplished by sheer will. So when they started having headaches, I was like, no, this is not okay. This is not going to happen. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And that's what I did.
Yeah. Now, when they first started happening with you, how did they begin?
My teeth.
Oh.
My teeth. I first started getting really bad headaches. I don't believe that they were necessarily migraines all the time.
Mm.
Turns out I had an extra set of teeth. My top set of teeth, yeah. And so they were causing trouble up there, and I was getting headaches.
Oh.
And also I had a lot of anxiety. Hmm. And so it was just the right combination that made that gene express that I actually have. And I have it on both sides of my family as well.
So what do you mean an extra set of teeth? I'm stuck on this thing you just said. How many extra
teeth? See my teeth?
Yeah.
My gums are kind of higher there.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have my two front teeth for like 3 years.
Oh.
And so finally, my parents, the dentist wasn't picking it up. So we went to go see an oral surgeon. They took x-rays and they saw that there was 8 extra teeth up there crowding.
Oh, jeez. And that's why they couldn't come through.
So they couldn't come through. And then once they took them out, I had top braces and they had wires wrapped around the two teeth selected. And they had to manually pull them down because they had lost their growth spurt to come down by themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was rough.
Oh, how horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how has your life transformed since you created since Migraine Magic was born?
I literally go through universes daily. When people say, I never really understood when people say, you know, find your passion.
Yes.
And find your calling. Well, this is it.
I know.
And now I know why I endured 30 years, really more.
Yeah.
Of this stuff. I had to go through it in order to get to where I am now.
The commercial, we got to go to a break very soon, but the video on your website, it was so powerful watching that video.
Thank
for
you.
Me. I watched it like 7 times.
just watch it for the Boston accent.
No, I watched it a bunch of times. And when you made that statement, I have been put on this planet to do something massive. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to interview you.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to take a quick break. My guest is Lisa Erickson, and she is the founder of Migraine Magic. It's magic with a K.com. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court, using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article, or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Lisa Erickson, and she's the founder and creator of MigraineMagic.com. It's magic with a K. Did you ever feel crazy?
I love my that maiden song. Name is Looney.
Oh, stop it.
For real.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. It used to be O'Looney.
Oh, my God. Really?
Really.
Okay. Now, I want to clear something up. The video that I watched on your website was the 21st Century Healing video.
Oh, okay.
It's got that powerful music. I'm doing the meditation now, so yeah. It really made me
feel it.
It brought me in, and I just wanted more.
Thank you.
And then the other video you were talking about with your accent is the one where you're sitting on the floor of your bathroom. And what? You are a courageous woman. you just sat there and you're just like, here it is. This is where it started. tell the story you told me before we started today about your son. Somebody freaked you out when you were in the back.
So, as you said before, I have three boys and a little girl. My boys are 14. My daughter's 10. And then Jeffrey is 9 and Jack is 7. And, you know, nothing is sacred.
Yeah.
Nothing. And so literally the only place I can go for
quiet
90 seconds before I'm found is the bathroom.
A mommy timeout.
Even then, you know, they can pick the lock or whatever.
Yeah.
I actually have a blooper. I thought I was safe and I was trying to record a video because people want to know how to use this stuff. And one of my sons hopped on the bulkhead and was literally in the window like this. And I, you know, you just
face
feel stuff.
You see
the shadow, and he scared the hell out of me.
Oh, you know, and I jumped. That's funny. But you basically sit there and you share your story in a very raw, candid way.
It's really the only way.
Yeah.
You know, I
to be vulnerable, to really let it down and just share, because you're going to help people more that way.
You know, I've always really been skeptical and guarded my whole life.
Oh.
And you if you really want to be completely plugged into this world and live heaven on earth, which I do.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's raw.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you help people on a cellular level? What does that mean? Or you want to help people on a cellular level?
So, if you think of the human body as like a computer, computers get bugs.
Yeah.
And so, that's kind of how I think of the body. And so, when you have these bugs running, you go in and you have somebody clean it up, but they don't necessarily get in at like the admin level. They're not really going to the guts, to the core of the computer, or if you don't have these programs to constantly clean up stuff, they're open to attacks. They're vulnerable and susceptible to other bugs coming in. So I wanted to create something that was gonna go in and help heal, like at the backdoor admin level, something that wasn't going to keep coming back, because I had taken medicine for years and it was just masking my problems symptomatically.
So you've always reached for the all natural stuff?
No, never.
Never.
I didn't believe in it. I didn't think it was going to touch
me. Hokey pokey.
No, I mean, every migraine medication you can imagine.
You've taken.
Oh, yeah. And you know, with pleasure.
Yeah.
Whatever was going to work.
You didn't care.
No, I didn't care.
Yeah. You were desperate?
I was desperate.
Because you would take anything that would just make it go away.
I didn't care what it did to me. I didn't care how much I used it. A lot of times I overdosed, especially on Furoset. Like, I would pop that like gumballs. And so anybody who takes migraine stuff knows what Furoset is.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a Topamax, Emitrex, and then they generally put you on antidepressants as well.
Oh, geez.
Because it just works certain ways. Yeah.
Now, how does dis-ease, I'm separating the word, dis-ease, convert to harmonic cellular ease?
And do you feel the difference? Do you feel the difference in how you say those words?
Yeah.
Which one feels better?
Well, the cellular harmonic cellular ease.
Yeah. It actually has a certain vibration.
Yeah, the word disease doesn't even feel good to say it.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Wow.
So, dis-ease, I don't know how Webster's defined it, but it's basically saying that, you know, the body's unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a lot of how I think of the, you know, everything's energy, and energy can be measured in frequency and vibration.
Yeah.
And so we live in this like marsupial soup of sound waves all the time, all different directions coming at us from everywhere. I mean, right now there's the natural vibrations, but we also have these artificial.
Yes. The microphones,
vibrations,
all of the equipment.
Right? So our body resonates at certain frequencies, you know, down to the atomic and subatomic particle levels. So with migraines specifically, or any kind of chronic disease, they're disharmonious frequencies. They're not coherent. They're not resonating. So that's what I mean on a cellular harmonic level.
Okay.
Basically, it means balance.
It means balance. Okay. Now, we only have about a minute before we go to break. How do the ingredients that you've put into Migraine Magic enhance your body's healing power? And you're using different ingredients for different people. Is that right?
No, not really. Unless somebody really doesn't like a certain scent.
Oh, okay.
But the individual ingredients go together, and the whole is a lot greater than the individuals. And that's kind of what I mean by the alchemy, the plant alchemy. I think you had asked me about that earlier.
Well, no, we were getting to it. Okay, plant alchemy. Okay, what is that?
So plant alchemy is kind of like divine chemistry.
Oh.
And
I love the words you use.
So the ingredients, everything has, again, it's always, it goes back to vibration and frequency with me, and they're measurable. And the essential oils, which aren't really even the most important part of that, they are assigned with, they have high frequencies, but they were selected because those particular essential oils work with the different things that I believe contribute to causing migraines. But because they're healing, they're not synthetic like medicine.
Yeah.
What they do is they jumpstart the body into making certain neural connections it needs to make. And so it's promoting the natural healing that already exists within you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not masking anything.
Okay.
It's just promoting wellness and balance, but at the same time, it also does give you the pain relief that you need.
Okay. All right. At that note, we're going to have to go to a quick break. My guest is Lisa Erickson, and she is with MigraineMagic.com, and that's magic with a K. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T, DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Would you love to have a true sanctuary in your home that features all the comforts and decor that reflect who you are at your core? Deborah O'Brien is an authority on self-image, interior design, and meditation. Putting you at ease is Deborah's mission as she helps guide you through an insightful process. Deborah O'Brien teaches you the necessary skills so you can find clarity in how to display your wardrobe, hair, and makeup in a way which suits the person you truly are. Start loving the real you today. Visit Unveil yourself.com.
Something's in the air tonight. The sky's alive with the burning light. You can mark my words, something's about to break. And I found myself in a bit of fight, and I felt your hand through the darkest night. Don't know where you're coming from, but you're coming soon to a cure for mocking. Way of California, all of this more than I've ever known or seen. Come on and we'll see through, like we were free. Push the pedal down, watch the world around fly by us. Come on and we'll try.
go. There's nothing left to choose. And here we go. There's nothing left to lose.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Lisa Erickson, and she is the creator of Migraine Magic, and that's magic with a K. Why the K?
Well, there's two reasons, but the first reason was that it is the old English spelling of magic.
Yeah.
I thought that I never resonated with magic with a C and magic tricks or anything like that.
Oh,
but
okay.
Then, as I had made this and had to really kind of figure out what I had made, I realized that it was alchemy. And that is another spell. That's what magic really means, magic with a K.
Oh, okay. Alchemy.
And it's kind of you hear a lot of saying of turning lead into gold.
Oh.
The philosopher's stone. But really what it is becoming aligned with your soul.
Mm.
So you're purifying and distilling into your own divinity.
Wow. And you use the word divine a lot. I love the words you're using. Now, the intention behind the intention, because you didn't know what you were creating.
I didn't. I had no clue. I was just fooling around one night, honestly.
You were just fooling around, mixing things together to create what?
So I had my breakdown moment in the bathroom, you know, and I was just tired. I was just not even so much from the pain, but just the constant recovery of migraines, just back to back.
The constant recovery.
Yeah, the recovery is brutal. Mm. Whether it was a rebound headache, a tension headache, a migraine, an ocular, whatever, there's all different kinds. I was just exhausted, and the medicine did start to take a toll on my belly because I'm 44 and I've been taking medicine for years.
Yeah.
And the children, you know, they each have kind of different kinds, and I just surrendered.
Mm.
And I always thought, you know, I could do it all on my own, and I hit a wall.
Yeah.
And it was just enough to let some light in. It was just enough. And that night, I remember hearing a quote somewhere. There was a quote that constantly resonated with me. You always have what you need.
Yeah.
So I'm like, mm-hmm. Let me see what I have. And I mean, I had done the research.
Yeah.
But to heal other people, not me.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. You got to heal yourself before you can help other people, or it doesn't work. It's just there are natural laws. And you innate in nature, and these are how these laws work, and that's just one of them, you know, like physician heal thyself. But anyways, I put all this stuff together, and I knew nothing about moon cycles, but it turns out it was a new moon, which is the perfect time to start any new project.
I don't know anything about
that. And the next morning, one of the ingredients I had used was gone. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, what happened?
Where is it?
Oh my God.
What do you mean? It evaporated.
Right.
Okay. Right. So you were like,
oh. So I was like,
yeah.
I was stumped. So I made a mistake, is really what happened. And it was the best thing that ever happened, because one of the ingredients in this is salt. And what had happened was I thought I was using rose quartz, but it wasn't. It was a pink salt, a big rock of pink salt. And so it had evaporated into the water.
Oh.
Yeah.
You use the water in the ingredients.
It's part of the solution.
It's part of the solution. Really?
Yeah. But I was stumped for 3 days.
Oh.
And I was kind of freaked out too.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. All right. Now I read on your website, energy has to go somewhere. It cannot be destroyed.
Mm-hmm. That's another law. It can't. You can only transmute it. And you want to transmute it into higher vibrations. And higher vibrations, when they overlap lower ones, will always win out over the lower ones.
Huh.
So you can only go higher and higher. And when you add consciousness into that equation, it's just, you know, the sky's the limit.
Oh, my God. Now, what are chakras?
Chakras?
Those are using so many terms that I love hearing about, but I don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's a lot.
I know.
But we focus mainly on the seven. But now people are adding up to 13.
Oh, chakras.
Yeah. Well, there's, I don't know how many chakras there are. I think there's 144, but I don't quote me on that.
Okay.
So they're energy vortexes in your body, and also other people call them seals of consciousness.
Oh.
And so together with the chakras and the other electromagnetic frequencies that are all around our body, those combined and basically give you what you would know as your aura. Oh. So if you've ever had those aura photos taken,
okay,
that's kind of what you're seeing.
Oh.
And there's seven levels.
I've never had an aura photo taken.
Well, they're a little misleading anyways because they can't measure certain high frequencies. They, you know, but they're fun.
Okay. Now, what is aromatic attunement? We got about a minute before we go to break.
Okay. So aromatic attunement is just basically aligning certain fragrance and frequencies with different emotions. And so the essential oils I use in here are aromatically attuned to a lot of what I believe are stuck emotions in people who suffer migraines.
Okay, so stuck emotions.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I hope you'll stay with us. We have one last segment. My guest is Lisa Erickson, and she is the founder and creator of migrainemagic.com, and that's magic with a K. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Are you an entrepreneur looking for help with your current bookkeeping, accounting, and tax needs? Meridian Financial Service specializes in working with individuals, small businesses, and startups by offering a full range of accounting and tax services. At Meridian Financial Service, their service levels and fast response times give them an advantage over their competition. Let Meridian Financial Service help you plan your finances. Contact them today at meridianfinancialservice.com.
Back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Lisa Erickson. And, you know, I wanted to ask you how we're talking about energy and frequency and lots of really cool things.
Yeah.
How do you relieve pain, and how does relieving pain increase your vibration, and why do you want to do that?
Okay, yeah. So people who are still stuck in chronic pain are like, I don't care about this energy stuff. Tell me, how am I going to feel better?
Yeah.
So the way this works is, topically, the essential oils that I selected relieve the pain. And the brine feeds. See, when I look at migraines, and I'm not a physician, so you always consult with your physician. Migraines are a inflammation issue, an electrolyte issue, a spiritual depression issue, could be a genetic issue. And it also could be a diet issue. And actually, the migraine brain has more neural connections. That means we have more wiring. And if we're not providing the voltage we need, and we are electrical in nature, then for people who are genetically predisposed to migraines, or maybe have an accident and stuff gets switched around in there, it's electricity. It's about electricity. Mm. So the brine, when it sprays topically, you don't have to, a lot of the medicine that people take metabolically doesn't get to where it needs to go.
Oh.
So this bypasses that whole route, goes right into the cells, gives the cells.
Because you spray it on your skin.
Yeah, it's a spray. You spray it on your skin. You spray it really wherever you hurt. You spray it on all your pain points.
Oh.
And so what it does is it charges the cells. It gives the neurons the electricity, the energy they need to make the connections, because migraines are also a hormonal issue. So then their neurotransmitters send the right messages to the endocrine system, which makes the hormones go where they need to go. And so everything starts to work again. And people say, I don't understand why I feel better. I can't pinpoint it. But what it is it's health.
Well, and I know I read that migraine is 3 times more common in women.
It is.
You just said hormonal.
Yeah, it is. But, so, you know, half the battle is the way we handle stress. I don't care what anybody says. Because honestly, once I got rid of the pain, then I had to deal with me.
Ah.
And so you got to be ready for that. Because if you want to make long-term changes and not have the reoccurring migraines, how you deal with stress is huge. Huge.
Yeah.
And that's why I really get excited talking about the frequency and the vibration, because my pain's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now it's just about my reaction to stress, how I deal with it, and just continually, because your vibration just raises, it's infinite. I mean, source energy is exponential intelligence. It's just the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets.
Wow. Oh, my God. Now, so it can eliminate stress. And stress and anxiety kind of go hand in hand with migraines?
So whenever you feel tension or stress, where do you get it, Nicole? Shoulders?
Probably shoulders.
Belly aches?
No. Neck.
Neck. Okay.
Neck, so, shoulders. I don't get migraines.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm very sympathetic for people who do, because I don't even get headaches.
So this isn't an emergency rescue remedy. This is meant to be used as prevention and become conscious of the first time. I mean, of like your stress triggers. So if you start to feel the tension in your shoulders, what's happening is the flight or flight system's kicking in.
Yes.
So you spray as soon as you feel the tension, because with migrainers, it seems to be that they stay stuck in that flight or flight system.
Oh.
So you want to nail it before it starts like getting stuck.
Because then the majority of migraines can last 4 to 6 hours.
Or so 3 days. Or 30 years.
Or 30 years. Oh, my God. Wow. So you got to get it before you get stuck.
You got to get it. I mean, there's not one medication I know that really will get it once it's really in the throes of an attack, because there's 4 stages to a migraine.
Okay. All right. Now, what is the divine feminine?
All right. So somebody who is wicked skeptical. You know, I'm the type of person that I would go to church because that's what I was told to do, but I couldn't stand listening to the priest. But I thought the church was beautiful, and I love the feeling it evoked.
Yeah.
But then I made this, and within 15 minutes, 30 years of migraines were gone.
Yeah.
So I have to, I like to understand the background.
Mm.
And so for the next year, I used it for 6 months, And I still didn't believe that it was healing.
And people
me.
Were asking you, I mean, the testimonials on your website are amazing, but people were asking you, what are you doing?
Yeah. You know, so then I started.
What's the secret?
Yeah. So then I started giving it to people. And, but what I finally had to acknowledge was, I'm not driving this migraine magic bus. I'm just trying to do due diligence and keep up with it. And so you asked me about the divine feminine. Well, I get the energies of Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Kali, yeah. which is a Hindu.
Mother Nature.
Goddess, Mother Nature, Isis. But those are the five that seem to have seemed to resonate with me, whether or not I liked it.
Okay.
And then I also do work with the divine masculine, too. But they just come in, and I can't really explain it. It's just a feeling and a knowing. And, I mean, I meditate all the time. I get up at 5:30 every morning before the kids.
Yeah. So you take the pain away, and then you and with the migraine magic, and then you you introduce meditation, and that's how you're going to deal with you.
How you deal with you. That's how you deal. You actually have to grow your own energy. And you just started, meditating 9 days ago?
I know.
You're like, I'm transformed.
I love it.
But this stuff actually holds that vibration.
All right.
Because you can lose it within 15 minutes.
All right. We are out of time.
Oh my, that went by so fast.
I know. So it's safe and effective.
Yes.
And it works.
It's doctor recommended.
It's doctor recommended. Yeah. Okay.
And dentist recommended.
Oh my God, what a horrible story that was about your teeth. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I want to thank my guest, Lisa Erickson. She's with Migraine Magic, and that's magic with a K, .com. And I want to thank you for listening and recognizing powerful women. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.